Bien, Mabu.
KA3JCA, W4DJW.
Hey, Dave, are you calling me or somebody else?
I was calling Richard. I heard you in there. I was about to key up and call him when you threw your call signs, so I waited and nobody answered, so I called Richard.
I'll stand by.
Well, it doesn't sound like he's here right now. What are you up to?
I just got my ears lowered, and I'm headed back to the house. And what are the odds I get stopped by the light here at Poinsett Street? I'm laughing because I cannot tell you the number of times I had to sit here on Poinsett and wait for this light to turn green. And it just seems like it stays green on Wade Hampton forever. And then I get on Wade Hampton and it turns red. I just can't believe it.
Is that, they got a name for, what do they call that, karma? Is that what they call that, karma?
Just if you believe in that sort of thing, I just call it, what goes around comes around, yeah. Oh, me. But anyway, everything happens for a reason.
Comment.
Yes, it does. You're absolutely right. Got your comment. Be right back. There's something else I was going to tell you, but now I forgot what it was. I'm getting old. Anyway, if I think of it, I'll tell you. Go ahead. I think that's Chandler. Go ahead, pick it up, Chandler. And David, I got to go downstairs and fix lunch, so I'll be eating lunch, and we'll see if Richard's back by the time I get back up here.
Hey, babe, that's what I was commenting about. Richard should be by his radio. He had it turned down when he was on DMR. So if you need him, he should be here. KA3JCA.
All right, appreciate it, Chandler. Catch you later. I got a phone call coming in. W4DJW clear.
Okay, great. How you doing, Dave?
Good. I just got a haircut and I'm headed back to the house. I think my wife wants to run a couple of errands and then go out to eat. So anyway. I'll be riding in the car with her with no radio then, so she doesn't want a radio in her car.
Oh, she's a party pooper. I'm just kidding. I can understand why.
Didn't mind it, but like everything else, the times are changing. And I'm sure I've changed some too. So anyway, can't complain.
We all have to go through changes. It's part of life. Trust me, I'm working on myself a lot lately, or at least trying to.
See, the only constant in life is change.
That's just...
Well, I know people that have gotten away from paying taxes, but the only other thing is dying. No way to get away from that one. Not even Houdini came back from that.
True. And I'll keep this very short, but, you know, we can always be born again and risen up with our Lord and Savior. That's all I got to say about that part. Well, have you played a tennis match yet today?
I'll just say amen to that. And I had a chance to play in a clinic this morning. I just was too lazy to get out of bed and go. So I'm done for the day and for tennis. And there's a clinic in the morning that I signed up for, but we may get rained out. I'm just not sure. It rains like they said it's going to tonight. The courts won't be ready. It won't be dried out in 4 in the morning. So we'll just have to see.
Yeah, and it's going to rain all again like that too. Excuse me, just a second. They said it's going to rain all weekend, and we could see some flooding like we did last weekend as well. I'll probably be trying to listen to the horns or theaters and like this weekend just because of the flooding.
I just have to say, if my house floods, then the rest of the neighborhood would be underwater, so, completely. So, I don't think I have to worry about flooding.
Do not. I don't even think you're that close. Are you water?
Creek, and, let's see, there's, yeah, I don't know what it's called, but anyway, but it's not real close to the house. Oh, me. Now, when I lived on Hunts Bridge Road, there were several places that flooded, over in that area on, North Franklin and Sulphur Springs, which is the same road, it just changes names. And, in fact, we had some, the last church I was at, we had some church members that they condemned their house. They were in a floodplain, and them and several of their neighbors had to move and, you know, and get out of the neighborhood because the flooding was just so bad.
Daniel's place on Friday night and that recording. Alright, love you, bye. Sorry about that. I hit the wrong button when I hung up. Hung up both lines instead of just her line. She never calls me from work, hardly ever. So if I ever get a call from her from work, because she's really busy throughout the day, if I ever get a call from her, it's unusual enough that I probably should answer it. But anyway, it's all working. And I'll show you the various ways of getting to it and how it works, and that you pick the pieces and parts that you want. And then we'll go forward from there. But I'm going to eat lunch. It takes me about a half hour, 45 minutes to get it all fixed and eat it. So that would be, for me, around 1:30 or 2 o'clock at the soonest. What time is a good time for you at the soonest? Okay. I'll send out a Zoom meeting for 2 o'clock then, and we'll start going over the stuff then. All right. Talk to you later.
You're accidentally transmitting. If you hear this, I just wanted to let you know.
Okay. What is it? Cable. I can't remember your name. Your call, Dave. DJW, I think you were sitting on your mic or something because we could hear you on the telephone.
Thanks, I hit the wrong button when I hung up. It wasn't there for long, was it, David? W4DJW.
Got all your secret codes and passwords and everything, it wasn't too bad.
All right, I'll go ahead and start changing them now. I'm going to get lunch. Catch you guys later. W4DJW, clear.
We're double, but I think you said something about getting lunch. All right, well, I'm pulling in the driveway here in the garage, so I'm going to say adios, and y'all have a good day. That happens to the best of us and the rest of us. KB4CBA, clear.
KA3JCA, and Dave, I will get up with you later after lunch.
Sounds good. W4DJW, clear.
73, KA4WWC. How are you doing, Richard?
Sally's going on lunch or just came out on lunch, and I'm going to go have some lunch with her and sit and visit with her. But, hey, I wanted to let you know, on your Anytone radio, see the label on your display, right above your display, that says Anytone? I found a guy that makes call sign nameplates that fit right there. You take a little pocket knife and you pop out the little piece of plastic that says Anytone. He sends you the instructions how to clean it up properly, and he does an engraving the exact same space and size that goes back in that hole to put your call sign on the radio. And I think it's $10 for the little tag, but I'm going to check today, and then after I talk to him, I'm going to find out how much it is with shipping, and maybe it'd be, if we ordered more, we'd get a discount. I don't know, but I'm going to talk to him first before I place my order.
So are you talking about getting little call sign things for all of us, or just you and your family?
Three. One for me and Ashley and Sally. But what I'm saying is, if the guy will do a discount, like if you wanted one, I got to find out what the price is. And if Ken wanted one and Patrick wanted one or Andrew wanted one and anybody else that had an 878, we could put together a list and then order them and go from there. But if it's the same thing, then I'll just get the link and let everybody else order their own if it's not going to be a discount.
That's when my finger slipped off PTT and I got the mic out of my hand. It does that sometimes. But yeah, that'd be cool. I may not get it right away, but yeah, if we can get some sort of discount, that'd be great. And thanks for letting me know that. I'll let you get lunch, and if you and Dave get on here later and I'm here, maybe I'll chime in. Maybe I won't. I'll be standing by the radio at some point, but if I hear y'all, it doesn't sound too bad or silly, so I'll chime in. But, yeah. Send me brief now, and I'll be listening. KFOWZ.